And now we turn our attention to wellness and self-care, because most of us have faced trying moments, challenging times, or become anxious. We welcome Dr. Paul Bernard with Light Counseling to us here at home. Light Counseling has been providing Central Virginia with professional Christian counseling services for over 20 years. Is that about right, sir?
That is right. It's great to be here. Thank you.
We appreciate you being here.
Yeah. Welcome to the show, first of all. And I guess, you know, questions for you. You all help find workable solutions.
Correct.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about your mission.
Yeah. Light Counseling is there to help people find the light in their darkness. We believe that as they come in and start talking and being able to express what it is that's going on in a safe environment, they can begin to find out what it is that they can do to turn away from these repeated patterns or problems, strains on their life, maybe things that are relatively unknown to them, but be able to, in that safe environment of trust and respect, then they can begin to kind of unpack what's feeding those troubles and hurts.
What about, you know, the past couple of years, have you all seen an increase with COVID? And
yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I'll let you take
all,
it.
All ages, especially our kids, mm-hmm. teenagers, elementary age. Absolutely. Marriages are struggling, individuals, single folks, the elderly. Isolation, being alone, is a horrible thing to go through. And COVID has really intensified those. And so, of course, our wait list has been tremendous. We've worked hard to hire staff so that we can meet that need here in
wow.
our community, because yeah. the need has been so great, especially the last 2 years.
Mm. Do people generally self-assess and say, I need help? Or are they sort of guided by someone close to them saying, I think you need some help?
That's a great question. And I do believe that because of the problems and the strains, the isolation that COVID has caused, more people are realizing that they need help. Mm. But it is the loved ones in their life oftentimes will finally say, you know what, you need to see somebody. And they might even come down with them.
Some people don't mind being alone, but they don't want to be lonely. I think there's
very
a difference for sure on that. And I'm curious what you think about different things. I guess we should bring up what we mentioned last week, the winter blues. I mean, sometimes
yeah.
you just get a certain time of year, like winter, when it's cold, rainy, snowy, whatever.
I mean, can't get out as much.
Yeah, I mean, that's a real thing, isn't it?
A very real thing. And we call it seasonal affective disorder, otherwise known as SAD, aptly named.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a form of depression. Matter of fact, in our diagnostical code, we call it, it's major depression with seasonal patterns. And so it is a very real thing. And it is very real, especially this time of year. Studies show that this is especially prominent in January and February, because the winter has been going on now for a couple of months. And it's just, you're kind of getting done with it.
Yeah.
But then you see, it's more than just, I'm down. It's starting to affect relationships. It's starting to affect work. It's starting to affect kind of just how you feel overall. Eating patterns change. A lot of things are affected.
When someone comes seeking help, what is the process? Is it a long process? I mean, how do you go about? Because this is not fixing a broken arm. This is something different
right.
in terms of helping someone with, I guess, mental health issues.
Correct. And it's identifying first and foremost, what is it? Because, again, anytime we have somebody come see us for the first time, we want to do an accurate assessment of what is it that's going on. And we just ask a series of questions. We just get to know them. It's not uncommon for them to come in and then just kind of sit there and look at you and just say, okay, I'm ready. Let's talk. And we just start asking questions, getting to know them to find out what it is that's going on in their life presently. And then we begin to kind of hear their story and what's going on. And if it is something like a depression-like symptoms, and it's directly seasonal, then we're looking, it's probably seasonal affective disorder.
Mm-hmm. And
and what can you do?
Yeah.
How seriously?
Like, what do you do with it?
Yeah.
Sure. You know, one of the first things we always say is you rule out medical first. You always rule out medical first. And so, for instance, when was the last time somebody had a full blood panel with their primary care physician?
Gotcha.
Because what if your vitamin D is really low? Which is typical because you're out of the sun more. The sun is hiding more often. We have more dark, less light, which mm-hmm. is a very real problem with your internal circadian rhythms. You know, your whole internal rhythm is off. And so rule out medical first. Maybe the doctor can prescribe maybe certain vitamins that could help. That's the first thing, rule out medical first. And the second is really just to experience, get out and experience the daylight. Mm-hmm. You know, I spent a lot of time in Europe, again, further north, and so they're darker longer.
Right.
And it's funny, when the sun comes out, you know, in the winter, it's like they just all leave their homes and they just turn their faces upwards and they just soak in as much light as they can. And it's certainly true here as well.
I've heard 10 to 15 minutes every day outside.
Minimum.
Right.
Which is a great point, and it's a segue into the next one, is connect with people. So getting outside, soaking up that sun, getting that light. There's actually light therapy as well. Say it's just raining so much, or it's snowing so much, and the sun is not out. Then light therapy. But more importantly, get out into the light. Get out into the sun. But grab somebody with you. Make that social experience. Have a walking routine. As, you know, if you're looking at the weather and the sun is going to come out, get outside. Get the exercise, but call somebody and connect with them as well.
And people with health issues, what would you say to them? I mean, if they just can't get out on their own, hopefully somebody would come by, take them out?
That's a great point. And so there's a couple of different ways you can connect with people. Again, identifying how is this that's manifesting itself in you personally, because it might be different for me than it might be for you, and how I'm reacting to these winter blues. So if you know that you tend to be more sad starting in October, November, December, when the winter season's beginning to come upon us, we start to see the extreme weather, then plan accordingly. I need to make sure that I've got kind of a plan in place that I can anticipate, some tools that I can tap into that I know would work for me. And so by the time you're really starting to feel those things, you've already got the plan in place. You've got a walking group going. Or if you can't get out, then do you have like free weights just so you can lift a little bit? Pacing around the house, up and down your stairs safely.
Right.
Exercise.
Yeah, getting exercise. That's right. And the other thing is watching what you eat. It's really a common trait with the seasonal affective disorder is an increased urge for carbs and starches and sugars.
I have fallen back onto that.
Doggone holidays.
Oh, my gosh.
The holidays did it to us.
I know. Yeah, Christmas. And just trying to get off of that sugar high and the bread, the carbs. And it's like, man.
Yeah.
I mean, they do weigh you down.
Yeah, literally.
Seriously.
Literally.
Yes.
So you should add to your day as you're trying to get the right food and exercise. Add to that some time in the sun, and that can do a world of good for you.
Absolutely.
All right. So depression and anxiety, we know they don't discriminate.
Yes.
I mean, men, women. But I have read that more women than men have depression.
That tends to be true statistically, again, but we're seeing such a game changer in the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody is exempt.
Right.
Nobody is exempt, young and old, male and female. There's nobody exempt from being impacted, even for the first time. Maybe they've had great stamina and they have a great ability to cope with stressors that come. But there's just everything changed when we're locked down and we're wearing masks, can't see half each other's faces. We're losing so much of that interpersonal contact that we tend to crave. Human beings are relational people. And so when we lose that, then we begin to start longing for the connection that's been lacking.
Dr. Paul Bernard here with Light Counseling. Your office is on Timberlake Road in Lynchburg.
Yes.
And how can people reach you? What's your number?
Best way to reach me is through our website. They can reach us at lightcounseling.net or email me at pbernard@lightcounseling.net.
When you saw that the COVID was going to affect the world and you realized lockdowns and things like that were in place, did you fear about mental health issues with people? Was that one of your thoughts, that could be an effect?
I knew very much so that it would impact a greater population of people who normally, like we said before, would normally have some pretty good coping skills. But this changed everything. It changed society worldwide. And so we knew that there was nobody exempt, that everybody to some degree would be impacted by this in some way.
Yeah, you have a government shutdown.
That's right.
You know, and people are working from home when they're used to socializing with coworkers, kids at school,
you
know, homeschool, and that puts stress on parents, especially working parents.
It does. It hits the entire family,
everyone,
all ages,
and then businesses. And we know some of the small businesses have permanently closed.
That's right. Churches, businesses, small and large, have been impacted by this lockdown and have been hit in a variety of ways, financially especially.
As we were promoting you being on the air, I found myself hesitant to use the term mental health. We're going to talk mental health with Dr. Paul Bernard because there is a stigma with that, right, mm-hmm. wrong, or otherwise. It's there, and we see it all the time.
Fortunately, what we are seeing is that it is becoming more of a necessary approach. People more and more are talking about mental health, their own mental health, and again, looking towards their family members and saying, what can I do? Because we are in unprecedented times. Mm-hmm. This generation, the three generations, have not seen this kind of impact globally, let alone in our own communities, where we've been forced to change our habits. And so it's affecting kids in school, like we said earlier, and more and more schools, school districts, parents are having the conversation. It's like, we need to get our kids some help, let alone our marriage and our family relationships.
Wow. Yeah. I think, you were talking about, is there a stigma? With the Olympics, think back to
Simone Biles.
Yes. Right. Taking that break and stepping away because of mental health.
And having the courage despite... society or the expectations on her family, coaches, or teammates, or America, for all that matter, and just saying, I just cannot right now. It's too much.
It's a new way of looking at things for guys like me who go back to, if you ain't bleeding, you get out there and you play. You be tough. Come on, man.
Oh, yeah.
You got to be mentally tough. What do you mean you can't do it because you're, patting were alive, you slap your face. That was courageous of her to do, as controversial as it was.
That's right.
It really was the right thing to do for her and literally for her team.
That's right. And then we have cases like Miss America from 2019.
Right.
Who, for all intents and purposes, she was not only very, very well respected and very liked, but she had people very close to her, like her mother, for instance, who they talked on nearly every day. Mm-hmm. And so the question would be, how do we miss when our loved ones are hurting? Is it possible to miss? And it is absolutely easy to miss because, again, sometimes we can be very stoic, or life becomes so busy that we oftentimes don't express our own mental health needs. Mm-hmm. Things creep up on us. But even still, people can be struggling privately, very secretly. And so it's about looking up and really paying attention to each other when you're in the home, literally asking each other, how was your day? How's winter affecting you? How's work?
Mm-hmm.
And not just an empty question, but literally looking and asking and seeing what the feedback is and the response
right.
is, the nonverbals, like really getting to know to a deeper level, brand new and fresh, what is it that's going on? And if you suspect anything, your family, you've got a gut that you can rely on to begin to ask those questions like, are you really okay? And really kind of dig into that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. And that was such a sad story. Miss USA 2019, mm-hmm. jumping to her death. I mean, she was 30. Before Miss USA, she was a lawyer.
Right.
I mean, very accomplished. And an article I read said that she felt lost, that she felt empty. And, I think those are normal feelings, but they were certainly extreme in her case. What can you tell people to help them when they start to feel that?
Right. So when somebody begins to feel different than they normally had before, maybe, again, they're not able to cope the way they used to before, mm-hmm. the pressures are getting greater. As we get older, especially as teenagers are kind of beginning to adult, they're going to have more pressures. And there's no script for them. Even though they may have loved ones, they may have older siblings or parents who are helping them, but oftentimes we're caught off guard by these stressors. And so one, just being self-aware, it's like, I'm not doing okay. And it's okay to ask for help. And it might simply be, again, if it's progressed to the point of even considering suicidality or, just wanting to hurt yourself, that there is absolute help. There's, again, for loved ones, how do I help somebody who's going through this? They could start with a phone call. They can call the National Suicide Hotline. That is a wonderful, easy, convenient place for people to begin that process of saying, I need help. Maybe I don't feel comfortable sharing with my family yet, but start with that phone call. And it's 1-800-273-TALK. It's real simple. Again, that is the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. Start with a phone call, whether it's yourself or dialing it for someone that you know, and begin with that.
Dr. Paul Bernard with Light Counseling. Join us here on the At Home program. What's the most important part of your home? It's you. That's why we're focusing today on you and making sure you're in a good place, literally. Coming up, more with Dr. Bernard and more with our At Home program here on WLNI.
Now back to more At Home on WLNI.
Well, welcome back. We are talking with Dr. Paul Bernard, and I guess we want to get back to maybe just some tips to help people.
Great. Yeah. We talked earlier about if you are feeling some sense of that seasonal affective disorder where you just feel like things are just getting beyond what you feel like you can manage with your emotions, or you see, you know, the weight gain beginning to happen and it's kind of an emotional eating. Mm-hmm. I start to see, you know, a craving for more of those carbs. First thing to do is, again, recognize what it is. Don't dismiss it. This is something that is very normal and typical when it comes to the season. Seasonal affective disorder needs to have a proactive plan to be able to address it. And again, get out into the light. Once you're getting out of the light, why not take a friend with you? So be proactive and have a buddy or a relative. Take them by the hand, get bundled up, get out into the light, get in, and then have conversations as you go. And there's, again, also anticipating. What do you do when the winter's coming, when you're in July? Do you have a plan in place?
Okay, that's great. And what about anxiety? Let's address that a little bit, because we've talked about depression, but anxiety is a big issue too.
It is, and oftentimes does accompany depression, or mm-hmm. depression could be a result of anxiety. And anxiety typically manifests itself when we feel like we can't control the circumstances around us, and we tend to overthink, and we anticipate problems, like worst case scenarios. And then we begin to have a physiological response. You know, our heart starts to race, our hands get sweaty, and your breathing changes. And that's that anxiety at its worst can create a full panic attack,
right,
where it feels almost like a heart attack. It's like, I've never experienced anything like this before. Why is this happening now? Because your life circumstance not only is greater possibly than ever before, but even as we age, as we change, as the circumstance around us impact us, we typically don't have the coping mechanisms or the tools or the habits that we need because things have changed.
And when we don't have those coping mechanisms, we need to come for help and
That's
meet
right.
with a counselor. You know, is there a treatment aside from medication like Adderall?
Yes, there is. Again, Light Counseling has an incredible team of people that are specifically trained to help identify what it is that somebody is struggling with when they come in. It's such a wonderful first step to say, I need the help and support. We do a full assessment initially, and we just ask a bunch of questions to get to know them, helping create that place of trust. But yes, medication, when it comes to depression and anxiety, medication can absolutely help. However, it's in conjunction with that, what we call talk therapy, being able to process what's feeding the anxiety, what's feeding the depression, mm-hmm. what's causing it in the life circumstances.
Fair to say.